Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. One from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Berry's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member. More than 18 years now he's been hanging out with us, founder of Palo Alto Software. He's the galactic guru, I love to say that, the galactic guru of small business planning. And he wrote all the books on the topic, including the new one, Lean Business Planning, available wherever books are sold. Tim, oh, by the way, timberry.com, folks. Go to that website. I promise you, when you get there, you'll thank me later. Tim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the market research, capital M, capital R, that part of one of the jobs that doesn't get done very well in small business, even though we're closer to customers than anybody, any other organization. And we were weaving in the expectation part of what you're looking for when you're doing market research, right? These days, you're not necessarily saying, okay, is black the new green or green the new yellow? Or, you know, where are the skirts this year? Or, you know, do I need a man bun or a man braid this year? We're not doing those. That's not what the expectations are, is it, anymore?
No, well, the need for the fresh look is, as you mentioned before, it's the pace of change can be going so fast that we can miss it because we're focused on the day-to-day. So you simply have to have the discipline to make sure, because these are new markets and new opportunities in some cases, and survival in other cases. So you pull off and you look. I can tell you a quick story of where the fresh look came from in my writing and why I use that term. It was years ago. I was still a foreign correspondent doing business writing out of Mexico City, having lunch with one of my favorite sources, the guy who tracked the oil industry for the U.S. Embassy, true expert, and that was important for my writing. And as I was having lunch with him one day, he says, you know, Tim, I'm being transferred to somewhere in the Middle East. This was in the 70s. And I was very disappointed. He was an important source to me, and I was being selfish, but he was also kind of a friend. And what the hell? You've learned the language. You've learned right. The restaurants. Why transfer you just when you really know your way around?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that the State Department, I don't know if they still do, but then, as a matter of course, after 3 years, they would transfer them. And I asked him, isn't that stupid? Because you start to know the territory.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, that's just it. They've found that there's a point at which you stop seeing what's new because you think you know.
Mm-hmm. And you take your environment for granted the way we take our customers for granted.
Exactly. And so they shake things up because it's just human nature. You stop looking up because you're so used to the path, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, things change, and I have this distrust of, oh, you don't have a business plan unless you have market research theory. But on the other hand, and that's my big however, you do have to have some discipline to make sure that you're still looking up, that you still have antenna, and that you're not missing opportunities, and that you're not threatened with survival because you're not seeing what's happening.
Well, and, you know, I was just imagining the taxi cab companies, somebody says, have you ever heard of Uber? And they said, no, who's Uber? And he said, well, there's this new cab system coming in, new ride system coming in. Oh, yeah? Well, what are they doing? Well, I don't know. It can't be too close. They haven't bought any phone lines yet. You know?
Yeah.
So because assuming you have to call a cab, right? And you know, if you know anything about Uber, you don't call them at all, folks. You use an app.
Well, see, and it's a great example
which has changed my cab riding expectations in big cities.
So it's a great example also, because if we put ourselves in the place of the cab company, if they'd seen it early on, then their issue would have been, okay, we need an app for the phone so people who call the cab can see where the cab is on the phone, can connect to it on their phone, right, and can see it coming to them, and they have that same peace of mind that the Uber people get.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're competing with Uber, and they've changed our way of business, which is so important from the fresh look.
Mm-hmm.
We could make that change as a cab company and offer something that has the advantages of Uber without the disadvantages if we see it early. You know, it's sometimes competition,
right,
is like detecting cancer.
Well, exactly. And then, you know, here's another example, Tim. And I just think it's important, folks, that when you're doing market research, you're not just thinking about your products or your service. What if you're in the grocery business and you've got your groceries down to a fine tuned where you can deliver the best stuff and the best prices and still make a profit? And all of a sudden, you find out after it's almost too late. That your customers' new expectations are that we anticipate what you need every week and deliver it to you.
Yeah, perfect example. So do you go out of business or do you adjust? And the key there, too, detecting it early, and mm-hmm. that, for that, the classic market research isn't going to solve a small business problem. And it isn't that appropriate. It's usually expensive and it's looking something else. But you're right there. You have to pull up. And how do you do it? It depends. But you start by dropping assumptions and mm-hmm. talking to people.
And how many market research firms would kill to have your kind of access to a customer? Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're right there where the rubber meets the road. Your research should be higher quality than anything else.
You know what I did for
Tim,
years...
Tim, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you answer that question. These messages, timberry.com, also paloalto.com. I encourage you to check that out. And we'll be right back. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.